First, we want to go to the scene of protest today in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia. Thousands of people demonstrated peacefully in the capital city, Tbilisi. They were protesting the government's failure to publish final results of last Sunday's parliamentary election. That vote was seen as a referendum on the Georgian president, Edward Shevardnadze, who's a close U.S. ally. His opponents claim the president's party is withholding election results in a bid to keep control of parliament. Joining us now to discuss the protest is Natalia Antalava. Can you just describe the scene there?
Yes, this was the biggest protest so far, and the protests have been going on ever since it became clear that the government bloc was leading in the preliminary results of this election. And the opposition is saying that they have won the election, that the opinion polls and the exit polls show clear victory of the opposition, and the government has simply hijacked the election from them.
Well, what is President Shevardnadze saying?
Well, so far, President Shevardnadze has mobilized troops and police around the country. Today, police opened fire at a bus of opposition supporters who were trying to make their way into the capital to join the protesters here. President Shevardnadze has also said that he is determined to stick to the official results of the election, or those preliminary results that show a victory of his party.
Is there any proof that there was electoral fraud here?
International observers said the election was marked by what they called spectacular flaws. There was ballot stuffing. Thousands of people were missing from the voter lists in the parts of the country where opposition was likely to do well. There was counting fraud as well, all documented. And actually, the U.S. State Department has also been very critical of this election as well. There was a whole string of visits of high-ranking U.S. politicians, including former Secretary of State James Baker, who came to Georgia prior to the election to say that, you know, Georgia better get things right this time around, and they better have a fair and democratic vote.
And this is an area, I should mention, that is of great interest to the United States, is it not?
Indeed. U.S. is very interested in the Caspian oil reserves. U.S. is backing the pipeline that it will take Caspian oil from Azerbaijan through Georgia into Turkey and out to the west. U.S. has been helping Georgian army to train in anti-terrorist operations, too. And another thing that I would like to add is the fact that for a very long time, Edward Shevardnadze was seen as a guarantee of stability in Georgia, and he certainly no longer is.
Natalia Antalava is a reporter in Tbilisi, Georgia. Natalia, thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.